We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled A Perfect Heart. Today's devotional was written by Ikechukwu Mpama. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Chronicles 28:9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off for ever. I have just read from the King James Version. It was the holidays, and Ben and his siblings were at home. Ben was excited about the break because he planned to spend most of his time playing video games. However, his father had other plans. He had noticed Ben's tendency toward excessive play and prepared several chores and tasks for him to complete daily during the holidays. He arranged them in such a way that Ben would still have enough time to play. Ben was furious. He did not want anything to do with the tasks because he felt holidays were for fun and nothing else. But his father warned him sternly, informing him that he would be grounded from playing video games and face other punishments if he refused to carry out the daily tasks. So every day, Ben grudgingly completed them. Because his heart was not in it, he did them poorly, and more importantly, he failed to learn anything from the experience since he treated it like a prison sentence. We have all been like Ben at one time or another. A perfect heart goes beyond merely doing the right things. It examines our disposition while doing them. The New English Translation renders the phrase as a submissive attitude and a willing spirit. When we carry out our tasks grudgingly or without commitment of heart, we are not serving with a perfect heart. Note that service to God must be with a perfect heart. Willingness is one manifestation of a perfect heart. 1 Chronicles 29:9 says, Then the people rejoiced, for they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David also rejoiced with great joy. A perfect heart is also one free from offense. It is a prerequisite for serving God acceptably. The Bible spoke of King Amaziah, saying, And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. 2 Chronicles 25:2. Go into today remembering that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. 2 Chronicles 16:9a. Prayer. Lord, help me serve you with a perfect heart and know you more. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Matthew 23 to 25. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.